27680.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Safety and Operations Editor David Learmount went to Brussels to try to make sense of the news from Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary, who's being called on by the Ryanair pilot group to honor his public statement that he would talk to the organization if it represented more than half of the pilots working for Ryanair. The RPG thinks that the halfway point has been crossed, but apparently O'Leary is questioning the RPG's existence. Last week, we asked readers, does a 747-8 production rate cut spell the end for the Queen of the Skies? 31% of you said no, the program will bounce back. 34% said a handful will still sell into the freighter market. And 35% said yes, the A380 has stolen its crown. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Breaking a long silence about the status of its BAE systems led Taranis Unmanned Combat Air System Technology Demonstrator, the UK Ministry of Defence has revealed that initial flight tests have already taken place. Taranis ground tests commenced in 2010 and flight trials took place in 2013, the MOD confirms. In written evidence to the UK Parliament's Defence Select Committee, published on October 25th, its submission was to support an inquiry into the current and future use of remotely piloted air systems by the nation's armed forces and other agencies. JetBlue Airways is to order another 35 Airbus jets, but defer delivery of 24 Embraer 190s under a fleet restructuring plan which shifts the balance of the fleet towards larger aircraft types. The restructuring will also involve converting 18 of its A320 and A320neo orders to larger A321 and A321neo twin jets. We believe these fleet changes will provide increased ability to match capacity and demand throughout our network and reduce costs, leading to improved shareholder returns over the long term, says JetBlue Chief Dave Barger. Boeing and Lockheed Martin will team up again to compete for a contract to build the U.S. Air Force's long-range strike bomber, according to a Boeing media release. Boeing will act as the prime contractor and Lockheed Martin will be Boeing's primary teammate on the project. The relationship revives an earlier Boeing-Lockheed partnership announced in 2008. The companies canceled that teaming agreement in 2010, saying they need to better understand the government's goals for the project. Russia's government has indicated that the Irkut MC-21 will be redesignated as the Yak-242 once the twin-jet type goes into serial production. The disclosure came from Russian Deputy Premier Dmitry Rogozin, a senior defense figure in the country, during a visit to the Irkut Aviation Facility this week. Rogozin visited the plant, he said, to verify the preparedness of the country's aircraft industry to meet not only state defense, but to develop civil products. Irkut will unveil the first MC-21 prototype in summer 2015. Boeing continues to address problems affecting the dispatch reliability of its 787 aircraft, including issues caused by faulty messages from the aircraft computer systems. The nearly 100 787s operated by 16 customers worldwide have a dispatch reliability of roughly 97%, but some operators have reliability rates much lower, says Boeing's president and chief executive James McNerney during the company's third quarter earnings call on October 23rd. We are not yet satisfied with fleet-wide performance. We will not be satisfied until we are meeting our customers' expectations across the board, McNerney says.